السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له شهادة عبده وابن عبده وابن أمته ومن لا غنى به طرفة عين عن رحمته. وأصلي وأسلم على الرحمة المهداة والنعمة المسداة محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه وجنده وحزبه والتابعين لهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وعنا معهم بفضلك وكرمك ومنك ورحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين ويا رب العالمين. إن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. وما قل وكفى خير مما كثر وألهى وما أنتم بمعجزين في الأرض. أما بعد. In the name of Allah, most graceful, most merciful, I bear witness there is no God worthy of worship except Allah the Almighty. I bear witness that Allah the Almighty sent the prophets and messengers to guide us, to guide humanity from darkness to light. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send his peace and blessing upon all the prophets, all the messengers sent by him from Adam alayhi salam, to Nuh alayhi salam, to Ibrahim alayhi salam, to Musa alayhi salam, to Isa alayhi salam, to the final prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send his salawat upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the wives of Muhammad, the companions of Muhammad, the household of Muhammad, and the followers of Muhammad. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this beautiful day of Jum'ah, Ya Allah, make us among the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, resurrect us with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the day of judgment. Ya Allah, make us drink from the hand of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from Hawd al-Kawthar, Allahumma ameen. Dear brothers and sisters, in 1978, an American Jewish author by the name of Michael Hart wrote a book or published a book titled The 100. And in this book, he tried to rank the 100 most influential people in history. And he called it The 100. This book was very popular, very famous, that they had to print another copy in 1992, another edition from this book. And it sold easy more than 500,000, half a million copies. In this book, this author, when he tried or he decided to rank who is the most influential people in history, he decided that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's number one. And that creates a lot of controversies and like create a lot of issues. And even he had some bad reviews for that. So in his book, when he answered the question why he chose Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for him, Muhammad is a Muhammad. For us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, my choice of Muhammad to lead the list of the most influential persons may surprise some readers and might be questioned by others. But he He was, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we're talking about Prophet Muhammad, he said, he was the only man in history who was supremely successful on both the religious and the sector level. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, basically the guy is saying, he was successful, extremely successful, not only when it comes to the religious side, not only as a religious leader, but it comes to the civil society, he also was a successful leader. And he had the most influential in his life. So in this khutbah, I want to compare something very important. The mission and the vision of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his lifestyle. When we talk about him and we talk and we know his greatness, we know what he accomplished, we know what he did. But when we see others, especially people of other faiths, talking about him and praising him as influential leader and praising him as the most influential person of history, this is something for us to comprehend and understand as Muslims. Why is that? But when you look deep inside of the at the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you will understand something very important. With his greatness, who is a great influence and impact in humanity, with the greatness of his mission and vision, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he lived very humble life. Very humble life. And for some people, his lifestyle that he lived, does not or did not reflect the greatness of his mission or the greatness of his vision or what his accomplishments were. And subhanAllah, that's something for us to understand. Inshallah, in this khutbah, I'll go through some examples. And I'm going to talk specifically about the humility of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which I believe made him a great person and made him accomplish the mission that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assigned him to accomplish. But we have to remember two things, two important things we have to remember, or two points. Number one is, your influence as an individual and your impact as an individual is not measured by how much you have or how much you own. It's measured by the vision and the mission. I have a vision, then I have a mission, I'm going toward that. This is how your impact and influence in life as a human is going to be measured. Because later on, no one remembers how much you had or how much you have. The second thing, when you are blessed with so many things in your life, so many materialistic things in your life, remember that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was blessed, but he chose a certain lifestyle. Why did he choose this lifestyle? Why he did not choose Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, by the way, he wasn't a poor person. He was a rich person. But he chose to live certain lifestyle, a humble lifestyle. Lifestyle that some people, as I said, wouldn't think would contradict with his mission and vision. He's a leader. And if I want to talk about the lifestyle he chose, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, remember that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about him. Because what he did, it's not something that he did we cannot accomplish. Otherwise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not say in Surah Al-Ahzab, ayah number 21, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ahzab that in the Messenger of Allah, you have an excellent أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ, an excellent example. For who? For whom? Who's supposed to follow that example? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave two criteria of those people. لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. For those who have their hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those who believe in the hereafter, and that they will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one day. If we are talking about the greatness of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the same time, his humble lifestyle, I want to share with you a hadith. This hadith is famous hadith, that a man once entered the masjid of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he looked at the Sahaba and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam among them, and he said something so interesting. He couldn't recognize Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was Bedouin, he came out of outside of Medina. He said, Ayyukum Muhammad? Who is Muhammad among you? Where is Muhammad among you? So number one, we need to learn about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived the lifestyle of everyone else in his city. He did not wear something other than what his people wear. And he did not sit in a chair while other people sitting in the floor on the ground. He sat with them. He ate with them. You would recognize him as one of the people. He didn't have high chair that he's sitting on. And that shows his humbleness. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, When in Imam Tirmidhi, in the book of Shama'il, I want to specifically talk a little bit more today about this book of Shama'il and how important this book, inshallah, in my second khutbah. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated by Imam Tirmidhi in this book of Shama'il, where he collected the ahadith that give us the qualities and the characteristic of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he never ate meat or bread by himself alone. When he would eat some good meal, for us, maybe this is something we eat normally every day, right? But when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about to eat bread and meat or meat, he would always have people with him. He wouldn't have his seat on the table away from anybody else, and he has his own dish he's eating from. People will be sharing with him, eating with him. And Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu, he says something so interesting about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that shows his greatness and the greatness of his mission. He said, the Messenger of Allah and his family would spend nights after nights extremely hungry and would not find anything to eat for dinner. And the most common meal will be for them, the most common meal, that means the meal that they'll eat day after day, barley bread, basically made from seed of barley. That's what they would eat. And at that time, this is something the poor people would eat and the people without wealth would eat, because otherwise you'll eat a good bread made out of wheat or you'll eat meat. And that's Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And somebody would ask, how is that great? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave up his life to his mission, to fulfill the mission, the da'wah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He could have the lifestyle that he wanted. He could live in a palace. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the choice. Do you want to, what lifestyle you want to live? You want to be a king? Or you want to be somebody among the people? So when he chose to be among the people, his influence, his impact was even stronger on us and on people and humanity in general. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was somebody of among the people. Can you imagine in this book of Imam Tirmidhi, Imam Tirmidhi had a chapter in the book talking how Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to joke with others, describing how Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam interacted with others, specifically how he was like so lighthearted, how he would joke with other people, because he was among the people, he was one of the people. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, of his humbleness and the way he treated, how he dealt with others, when he asked and how to praise him and how he talked about him, he said, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, don't praise me as the Christians praise Isa alayhi salam. Because when the Christian praise Isa alayhi salam, they made him equal to God and son of God. He said, don't praise me as the Christians praise Isa, son of Maryam, for I am but a servant. He said, I'm a servant. I'm a abd and a servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, but instead, if you want to praise me, and this is how Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thought about him being praised. He said, say, Abdullah wa Rasuluh, servant of Allah and the messenger of Allah. That's how praising Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we look at the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only called my servant. He gave the title of abd, being servant to Allah, only to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He never gave it to anyone else but Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And again, this is a reflection of the greatness of the impact of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the greatness of his mission and the greatness of his vision. That's why Imam al-Busuri in his famous Burda, he says something very beautiful. He said, "Da'ma da'athu an-nasara fi nabiyihim wa hukm bima shi'ta fihi wahtakimi." He said, "Leave what the Christians said about their prophet, but say whatever you want to do about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Praise him whatever you want, but don't praise him as the way Christians praise him." And has also Imam Busiri in his Burda, he said, "Faqa an-nabiyyina fi khalqin wa fi khuluqin wa lam yudanuhu fi 'ilmin wa la karami." However, he was ahead. He exceeded all the prophets when it comes to his look and his knowledge. And no one was close to him when it comes to his knowledge and his generosity, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was somebody who used to sleep. And I want you to imagine this, because sleep is something for us is important, especially those who work jobs, who had to drive. I need to have the right nice mattress, right? I need to have the nice bed so I don't have back pain. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it narrated also by Imam Tirmidhi, one of the ahadith saying Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to sleep in a bed, the bed or the mattress made of palm trees fibers. That's what it made of. Can imagine palm tree when they cut the leaves, they put it together and they make what? Bed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That when he sleeps on, And he wakes up, you will see mark on his face or in his arms because he's sleeping on this such a mattress. That's, we're talking about the greatest human ever. Somebody who didn't care what kind of bed he's sleeping on, but he cared about his mission and his impact upon others. Brothers and sisters, I want to leave the first khutbah with this hadith. I think it's a very important hadith. Aisha radiallahu anha, once she was talking to Urwa ibn Zubair. Urwa ibn Zubair, he is the nephew of Aisha radiallahu anha. He is the son of Asma bint Abi Bakr and Zubair bin Awam. He is the brother of Abdullah ibn Zubair. Urwa was talking to his aunt Aisha radiallahu anha, and he's asking her a question and she's answering the question. And she's talking about the lifestyle of Aisha radiallahu anha and the household of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Aisha radiallahu anha said something so profound, so important for us to understand. He said, "Oh nephew, by Allah, I used to see the moon, then the new moon, 3 moons, which is mean 2 months, and a fire was not kindled in the house of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 2 months, 2 full months, and there was no fire in the house of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." And then Urwa, he said, the common sense question was, then what do you eat? Because fire at that time is made for food. When you put a fire, that means you're going to eat. Aisha radiallahu anha, she said something very important. He said, Urwa said, and how do you survive? How do you live? What do you eat? She said, al-aswadan, the two black things. A tamr, dates, and water. That's how we used to survive. And she said about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said he used to have neighbors from the Ansar. They used to come to him to give him sometime food, and he would love to share food with others. He never ate food by himself. He always makes sure that people are eating with him. أَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُونَ وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Brothers and sisters, I'm not trying to tell you to go hungry or to live in a life that you cannot live. What I'm trying to say to everybody, all of us here, that we have to rethink our lives and how we're living our lives. Are we living it according to the vision and the mission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or we are living life without goals and for no reason and we're just surviving? And I want to share with you a story, a hadith, or a story narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. And this, I find it very profound and very important for all of us, young and adults, and old and young, to all to listen to this and pay attention to this story. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he narrated in this hadith narrated in Sahih Imam Muslim, in the book of hadith for Imam Muslim. He said, one day Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left his house. And the hadith says, Abu Hurairah said, either day or night. He wasn't sure. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left his house and he started walking for a reason. And suddenly he saw Abu Bakr and Umar also walking. And it seems what at night, because of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he looked at Abu Bakr and Umar, he said, "Ma akhrajakum as-sa'a?" What made you leave your homes at this hour, at this time of the day, or this time of the night? This is not time where people leave their homes. Abu Bakr and Umar, they answered, they said, "We swear by Allah," Abu Bakr and Umar, they said, "Ya Rasulullah, we left because we're hungry. We haven't eaten in days. We don't have food in our homes. So we hope and pray that somebody would invite us to eat. So we left our homes." So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Walladhi nafsi biyadi," I swear by Allah, that's the reason why I left my home. Can you just imagine the best of creation, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, living in his own city, that he could be a king of that city, leaving his home because he's hungry? Ya Allah. Because he doesn't have food to eat. And he's finding other Sahaba, two of the greatest Sahaba, Abu Bakr and Umar, saying, "We left for the same reason, O Messenger of Allah." And they did not complain of fulfilling the mission of Islam because they're hungry, or because they're injured, or because they cannot. That didn't stop them from prayer or from doing their fara'id and being the greatest of Islam at all, just because they're hungry. No. They fulfilled their mission. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, let's go. And he went to a house of one of the Ansar that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to go. They used to bring him food. And he knocked the door, but the husband wasn't there, so the wife of that Ansari welcomed them and said, marhaban wa ahlan, welcome to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr and Umar. So the Prophet asked about her husband, where is your husband? He said something very interesting. She said, ذَهَبَ يَسْتَعْذِبُ لَنَا الْمَاءِ. The husband, he went to choose to get the best of cold water, to bring the cold water, whatever cold water he could find. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, now Abu Bakr and Umar, waiting for this cold water to get in. So the Sahabi Ansari walks in with the water, and he said, you see Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abu Bakr and Umar, he said, مَا أَحَدٌ الْيَوْمُ أَكْرَفُ أَضْيَافًا مِنْ أَكْرَمُ أَضْيَافًا مِنِّي. He said, no one has more noble guest than me. He got excited. He said, I have the most noble guest who visited me. So he didn't say, I'm the most noble host. He said, no, my guests are the most noble. Because he's excited now to show them how generous he will be. Then he gave them water. And he went and he gave them some dates. And they ate and they drank some of the water. And then the man went and he had a goat and he slaughtered a goat. He had some goats, he slaughtered one goat or sheep. And he grilled it. And he brought to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba and Abu Bakr and Umar. And they start eating. Now they drank water, cold water. They had some dates. They had some lamb cooked, grilled. And now they're full. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after they ate, he looked at them. He looked at Abu Bakr and Umar and he said something so profound. This is something for us to understand. It's something very important for us, especially nowadays. He looked at them and he said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ, I swear by the one who holds my hand, لَتُسْأَلُنَّ عَنْ هَذَا النَّعِيمِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, this is a blessing. This is a na'im. This is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Abu Bakr, Ya Umar, Allah will hold you accountable for that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask you for that. Subhanallah, they were hungry. They didn't eat for days. All of them were hungry. And they haven't wasted food. They haven't wasted anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold us accountable for something like that. Allah al-musta'an. Because what's our situation now? How are we taking care of our food? Just the food. How much water are we wasting? How much times we're wasting? All this we will be held accountable, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran. Surah al-Takathur, Al-Hakum al-Takathur, Hatta Zurtum al-Maqabir. You're just growing and growing and growing and producing without paying attention. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the end of the surah, وَلَا تُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَ إِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. All this blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been given us, Allah will hold us accountable for that. And Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, once he was asked, when he was a khalifa, he said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, what is na'im? Allah talks in the Quran about na'im, and this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk about this, لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَ إِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. What is na'im? Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, he said, na'im is when it's so hot in the summer and you drink a cold water. This is na'im. Some people think, no, this is my right. I need to do that. No one should hold me accountable for that. If you drink this and you don't use whatever energy you get for the sake of Allah, whether you spend it in the right way, when you waste, you'll be held accountable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day of judgment will hold you accountable. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he holds us accountable in the day of judgment to be merciful on us. Allahumma amilna bima anta ahluh, wa la tu'amilna bima nahnu ahluh. Otherwise, we were in a lot of trouble and a bigger trouble. Brothers and sisters, this is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this was his lifestyle. And I really encourage everybody with their family, with their kids at home to buy this book. It's online. You can find anywhere. The shama'il, the qualities, the characteristics of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. in each chapter talk about something about Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Let our kids and youth, our families, our husbands and wife know about Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and live with him through this book. This is a great job, a great collection done by Imam al-Tirmidhi for us to last until the Day of Judgment, to know Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam better and better, and to live with him even he's now with us, and to follow his example. As I mentioned in the khutbah at the beginning, there are two important points I want to focus on. Number one, the reflection, the impact of your impact and your influence in life, it's not measured by how much you have, but what you have done and what have you presented and what you accomplished. And second of all, the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not a story to be told. The life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam example, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. You have an excellent example in the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam for those who believe in the Day of Judgment and they have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُونَ وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأزواجنا وذرياتنا ولأهلينا ولأصحابنا ولطلبتنا ولمعلمينا ولمن أوصانا واستوصانا بدعاء الخير ولمن له حق علينا. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم وفقنا لهداك واجعل أعمالنا الصالحة في رضاك. اللهم يا رب العالمين اشف مرضانا. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا واختم بالصالحات أعمالنا. اللهم آمين. إن شاء الله after Salah we have two janazas. إن شاء الله we're going to pray Salat al-Janaza after Salah for Sister Elizabeth Garcia. Condolences to her family and relatives and friends. The burial for Sister Elizabeth will be at Melrose Abbey, إن شاء الله. And also Brother Sharif Sylvester, we're going to pray janazah on him. Condolences to his family and friends. And his burial will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. in Inglewood Park Cemetery. جزاكم الله خير وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله. سو تدلو. Please make straight line. Foot to foot, shoulder to shoulder. رحم الله امرئ ساوى نفسه. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. Inshallah, we're going to pray janazah. Before we pray janazah, there are requests of dua. Dua shifa to Brother Muhammad Rafi, Brother Haytham Bundughji, Brother Bilal Dallati, Sister Rima Dallati, Sister Nadia Arsha. Sister Shawkat Mela, Sayyid, Brother Sayyid Ghusl Faizani, Brother Ghulam Nabi, Sister Suraya Hanim, Sister Razia Sultana, Sister Muna Ubaidi, and Sister Sulaima Khan. Inshallah, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to heal them. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give them shifa. Allahumma shi mardana wa arham mawtana wa akhtim bil salihat amalana. Allahumma rabban nas idhib al ba's. Ishfi anta shafi la shafi illa ant. Shifa'an la yughadiru saqama. And also dua maghfira, those people who passed away. Sister Duhi Majid, Brother Mansour, Brother Mustafa Amanatullah, Sister Sayyida Asma, and Brother Mustafa Nazimi, who was the outreach manager for CARE Los Angeles. Suddenly he passed away last week, and a funeral was in San Diego last week. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him place in Jannah. Allahumma arham mawtana, Allahumma arham mawtana, Allahumma arham mawtana, wa akhtim bis salihati a'malana. Allahumma nawwir quburahum ya arham ar-rahmin wa ya rabbal alameen. And inshallah we are going to pray salat al-janazah for Sister Elizabeth Garcia and Brother Sharif Sylvester. Inshallah together salat al-janazah will be for both of them. Please, let's get ready for janazah. Jazakum khair. Brother Sharif, this is Brother Sharif. Brother Sharif is here. Sister Elizabeth, her body is not here yet. Inshallah, we'll let you know if they're going to janazah be going to be today. Inshallah, later on, maybe around asr time. Jazakumullah khair. Family members, please. Family members of Brother Sharif, come forward. Jazakumullah khair. Relatives and friends. And the Salat al-Janazah is four takbirat. The first takbir, you recite Surat al-Fatiha or Dua al-Istiftah, Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. The second takbir, you recite the Salat al-Ibrahimiyya, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. The third takbir is you make dua for the deceased, and you can say the dua, the famous dua, Allahumma khfir al-hayyina wa mayyitina. And the fourth takbir will be salam on both sides. Jazakumullah khair. We're just waiting for the family members, and we're going to start the Salat al-Janazah. We're going to face this one, inshallah. What is that? It's okay, inshallah. Right. Next to each other, please. Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله اللهم اغفر له وارحمه وعافه واعفو عنه وأكرم نزله واسع مدخله واغسله بالماء والثلج والبرد ونقه من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا اللهم من أحييته منا فحي على الإيمان ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإسلام اللهم لا تحرمنا أجره ولا تفتنا بعده واغفر لنا وله يا أرحم الراحمين ويا رب العالمين اللهم صبر أهله يا رب العالمين اللهم صبر أهله يا رب العالمين اللهم صبر أهله يا رب العالمين اللهم دله دارا خيرا من داره وأهلا خيرا من أهله وجيرانا خيرا من جيرانه يا رب العالمين ويا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربي العزة عما يصفون السلام والسليم والحمد لله رب العالمين